Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up, all.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You
said
it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Good morning, good night, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners throughout Japan, United Kingdom, Australia. You know, we go over and over and over. It is Think Thursday, and we have some things for you to think about today. You know, the first thing out of my mouth will be vote, vote, vote. The primaries are moving. Started February 5th up until March 5th. Get out. Cast your vote, okay? Stop being a change agent and become a change maker. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals. We have top-notch consultants in education, higher ed, workshops, training, and we focus on the young minds of our youth over here. You know, we have to elevate them, keep them up. As they say, it's the new word. You have to level up, okay? So we have to stay on top of it and be on top of it to give them the things that they need to keep on moving forward. This evening, we will have Hans Johnson, the president of the EAPD, East Area Progressive Democrats, come on with us. We're having some technical problems. Hopefully it'll pull through, but just get your pads and your pencils out, because he's going to be speaking of three keys to voting a complete ballot. Okay, we're going to get started here because, you know, grassroots persons out there, grassroots leaders, they have progressive values. They have independence, and they have proven service that they provide for others out there. So we're about the candidates who's going to get out there and get the job done. There'll be more coming on. We'll have more education and information for you. And I'm going to play you some music so you can sit down and think about it. Now, those of you who have not voted yet, this is going to be very helpful and educational for you. But just sit back and relax and keep in mind, think. Keep yourself balanced, because if you get emotionally hung up, you can't think clearly. And we have to have clear minds out here. Welcome in to Waking Up for Linda Mitchell. We got to give the people what they want. And the EAPD, East Area Progressive Democrats, that is under the leadership of Mr. Hans Johnson, know how to get it done. You see, they endorse candidates that they know that's going to get the job done. This is the largest Democratic club in California, and they take care of business. We have Mr. Hans Johnson with us this evening, and he's going to give us some education on three keys to voting a complete ballot. For those of you who have not voted in the primary yet, get your pads and pencils out. Hans Johnson, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great, Linda. It's great to be back with you, especially with ballots in voters' hands and with this election, the primary election of March 5th, ongoing right now as we speak.
Yes, it is, and we're out here busy, 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 moving and talking and supporting in any way that we can here. So, you know, even though we go through this, it started, we also in couple Black history, but I tell everyone else that, you know, you need to know from where you came from to know where you need to go. And Black history is always connected up into this. So we're celebrating all this goodness. The month of February.
I'm so glad you mentioned Black History Month, because there are so many well-qualified African-American candidates now stepping up and appearing on our ballots for
yes.
judge, for school board, and for other candidacies in L.A. County, including incumbent supervisor Holly Mitchell in the 2nd District.
Yes.
It's an auspicious time to be championing diversity, and for the endorsements of our Democratic Club and for the candidates appearing on ballots, including judges, where diversification is happening in part through the work of the electorate. The Superior Court candidates on the ballot are really a great vehicle for diversifying the courts. Traditionally, that has not been the case, but it was more through appointments than through election to the Superior Courts that diversity came. But now it's coming through the route of candidates on the ballot. So with the 11 seats up before the voters, there's a chance to elect several African-American women to the bench who are well qualified. But I wanted to talk with you tonight about the important races, not just in your part of Los Angeles, but throughout the county, and some of the things to keep an eye on in the contests appearing up and down the ballot, from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris at the top of the ballot, all the way on down to the judges' ballot measures. And one of the keys I want to tease right now is not to forget Democratic Party Central Committee, because for Democrats here in Los Angeles County, we get to vote 7 candidates in for County Central Committee. And it's just very exciting that in your part of Los Angeles, as in mine, and throughout the county, good, diverse, progressive candidates are stepping up to run for County Central Committee. So that is the first key I wanted to share with listeners tonight, is to look at the County Central Committee candidates. That is an under-recognized but very important vote for the kind of Democratic Party that works truly for the people, that practices what we preach as Democrats, that makes sure there's alignment between what we say and what our platform stands for and what we do, and that there's good governance, not just in the party, but in the people we endorse and in local governance. That's what good, honest, progressive, independent County Central Committee candidates can do. And we have some work to clean up the operations and the deliberations of our party here in Los Angeles County.
Okay. Yes, we do. Okay, that's the number one key, okay, the County Central. So take an eye at that, everyone. Now we're over here writing. I'm so excited that you're on, giving us this education that's helping us along, because we don't want to make sure that we are voting a complete ballot.
Yeah, and number two, I would say, is looking at the contests for your own school board. School board elections are incredibly important, and as we've seen with efforts to censor school books, to stigmatize diversity, to distort history, and to repress, fire, and persecute educators who actually teach facts and evidence-based curricula, we really do need to stand up for honest and truthful public education, and to defend educators, students, and the diversity of parents who want a fact-based, inclusive history and social studies taught in our schools, and to have libraries that are untouched by censorship and attacks on librarians and the freedom to read and the freedom to learn. So school board contests are very important, and whether that's in LAUSD, where there are 4 seats up for election now, or in neighboring districts like Glendale, which has been the hotbed of attacks on public education and on LGBTQ students and on women, in the school district, those school board elections are very, very important. So I would just say school governance is the foundation of democracy in many, many communities. School governance was where I learned about the importance of democracy as a kid growing up with a mom who was a teacher and a dad who became a school board member. I learned about the ins and outs of school governance firsthand by some of the discussions around the family table and the issues that came up in our local communities. And so it's no mystery why public education is so near and dear to my heart and why it's so important to East Area Progressive Democrats. So considering candidates for school board and making sure that we weigh in and make our voice heard on school board elections is very important to our club. And it's really the second key of voting complete ballots is tuning into school board elections and the other educational governance elections. And by that I mean community college district board and the other elections for community college or other school and public education governance, whether that's K-12 or collegiate or higher education. Very, very important. It sets the tone for so many other decisions. And the people who start off serving on school boards or on community college district boards often go on to serve in other arenas. And it's very important to guide the best candidates forward, to monitor and mentor them in those positions so that they may be qualified and skilled and suitable for taking the next step in public service. That's why school board elections are so critical. They not only affect our lives, but the quality of public service up the road, because that's the training ground for public service in all levels.
School, that's very, very important. I'm excited over here. I can't write fast enough, but you know I'm jotting it down.
Well, thank you for taking these issues so seriously, Linda. And I'm just hopeful that if we succeed in getting some good people elected, even in your district, that there might be an opportunity for you to serve in the Democratic Party structure here in the months ahead, because it takes work to win these offices, whether it's the County Central Committee, whether it's school board or other local offices. But sometimes it comes with the opportunity when there's an opportunity to name an alternate, for instance, in the County Central Committee structure for people of proven diligence and reliability to step up and serve as an alternate at the County Central Committee level, and to then gain a voice through that service on the State Central Committee. So that's it's an on-ramp for leadership and for service at a very grassroots level. That's why those are two keys of a complete ballot.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm out here. I just left. You know, I have my people over here. And I think John Yee will be on with us next week. I'm out there moving with him. I just left Grace's office yesterday picking up things. You know, I have my people because this is our community. This is our district here, and we do have to get busy. And I do what I can do, and I will always do what I can do to get out there. And later on, I'll be speaking with you, because the next time around, I've experienced some things that need to be the persons need to be educated about, and we'll talk about that. I want to sit and I want to speak with you because, you know, my platform is basically senior health and senior wellness. And before in 2019, you had me on that ballot. Okay, it was you. You started all of this. And at that particular time, I did not know too much to talk about. But guess what? I've learned a lot, and I have a lot to share and a lot to educate people on. So we're going to talk about it, not this round, but just open up that slot for me, because I'm suiting up and coming on back out. Okay? full force with a lot of experience, a lot of things to talk about, and a lot of ways to help. So I just wanted to throw that out there. See, we throw that out there in the entire universe. And so when we step out, it's not a surprise, but I'm coming back, and I'm leaning on you. You started it way back in 2018. You started it. So I can't get away from it. And it's like, it's time. It is time. So I'm out here moving, placing signs, yards, talking, whatever I can do, speaking with persons and having yourself come on and just talk to the community, let them know. But when you talk about that school board election, persons don't realize how important that is, because that's the start with our young minds and our education. You know, I'm that teacher too. But, we have to put the right people there. And the EAPD, when they nominate you, put you on to get on those ballots. They have watched. They're going to pick the best of the best of the best. So I'm going to be quiet over here because, you know, I can get up on this podium. But I just thought I'd put that out there to let you know I'm coming back and I'm pulling on your coattail. I'm pulling on you.
Well,
you started it.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Well, keep it going.
And I'm glad to hear how you're involved at the local level, too, because, you know, you live in a very important area, which I would just say is the third key for voting a complete ballot, is really recognizing the power of place, and where you live and where you vote, because understanding your own geography really can help unlock an understanding of your own power as a voice and as a voter. In your part of Los Angeles, you happen to be in three important districts. We mentioned school board. You happen to live in the board district 5 that Jackie Goldberg, the school board president, is relinquishing after coming out of retirement to win a special election in 2019. After we helped blow the whistle on a serious ethical abuse by the incumbent school board member who was laundering money into his campaign as a charter school treasurer and claiming phony donors that we ultimately nailed him for fraud and for misrepresentation. And it ended up leading to his arrest, arraignment, and ultimately a guilty plea and resignation from the school board seat. And Jackie Goldberg, a very trusted leader in school governance and protecting public education, a teacher herself, a trainer of teachers, and just a respected voice in the theory and practice of public education at all levels, came out of retirement. Now she's retiring for the second time from the board District 5 seat, and she is leaving big shoes to fill, not just as a trusted leader in LAUSD who has visited every school in her school district, all 144 schools she has visited in the 5 years of her tenure on the board. And she's also leaving big shoes to fill for LGBTQ representation on the board. And it's really exciting that Fidencio Gallardo, education innovation deputy, has stepped up to run for and is doing a great job rallying voters around his vision of cleaner and greener and safer campuses, of more community schools, of smaller class sizes, and more resources for public education in Los Angeles, keeping those resources in public schools, not letting them be siphoned out to private operators who profit off of the money that's supposed to be going to all students and some of the most vulnerable students. He's won awards for his teaching over 27 years in the Southeast cities, where he taught in classrooms in middle school and high school, every kind of language instruction over the last 30 years. Fidencio has done it, and he's worked the last 5 years with Jackie through the pandemic, getting vaccinations out to people, getting grab-and-go meals out to students, getting remote learning resources in the hands of students and parents so that they could prevent learning loss and keep connection with curricula and learning opportunities and their own classes through the pandemic. Just a great educator. You're in that district, and you're also in two other districts. You're in the 54th Assembly District, where an EAPD-endorsed candidate, John Yee, a longtime transit planner with a real vision for making the 54th district, which stretches across downtown from Koreatown all the way into Montebello, just making it a more integrated and more equitable set of communities where transit was more accessible, that was safer, where renters had protections, and where government was just plainly more responsive instead of it just being a stepping stone to other elections, making the 54th district really well represented, safer, with more environmental protections, not the hazards like Exide and other environmental disasters that have plagued that area, partly because local officials took their eye off the needs and safety of vulnerable residents. That's what we need more, is public servants who are focused on the public and on solving problems for people where they live, instead of looking over the shoulder of people and looking for their own next office to run for. That's what that area, that's what your assembly district has been plagued by now for 15 plus years. And finally, you are in, you're also in a very important city council district that has been plagued by corruption. Your former council member is now sentenced to prison time for treating public resources like his own. Mark Ridley Thomas is going to prison for a pattern of basically of fraud and for mistreating his office as if the public dollars that he had discretion over were his own to advance himself or his family's goals. And he finally got caught doing that. We helped blow the whistle on that. I'm very proud of the work that we've done to spotlight and call attention to and hold accountable acts of corruption here at various levels in Los Angeles. Accountability is making a comeback in part because of our work. But your city council seat needs to be filled by someone who shares that vision of honesty, of putting people first and making city government work for the people. And Grace, you is that candidate. She earned endorsement by our club. She would represent you and all of the residents of District 10 very well. She's run for this office before. She knows what the job entails. It's a crowded race, and she has the possibility of emerging a winner, even as she will likely face a runoff. And we hope that she makes that runoff, as she did in 2020 against the incumbent who later was tried and is now going to jail. That's just the sad reality of public service in Los Angeles right now, is that many men think that they are above the rules and think that they can get away with anything. And it's up to us and the voters to show them that that's not true and that we can choose better. And that often when we choose better, it's women. It's giving women a chance to step up and serve. Accountability is making a comeback, but so is gender equity. And we now are at gender parity on our city council, and I'm hoping that we can take some additional strides to get women's representation where it needs to be.
Well, Hans, I tell you what, you're moving it. That is the EATD, and it's always open for membership. It's the business is taken care of. The job gets done. They don't put anyone or endorse anyone that they don't feel that's going to get the job done. And that's why I'm so glad I'm a part of. Okay. And when you speak of John Yee, you know, I like him because he gets out and he gets the pavement. And he is everywhere. He's just not talking about what's happening on the metro. He's riding the metro. He's out there. He even got me up one morning at 9 o'clock, had me walking around the community, asking me questions. Oh, it was so funny. And we had a good time, you know, just talking to the neighbors and just talking about the area. And he said, well, Linda, what do you think? I said, we need a gathering spot here and make it a K-Town City Hall so people can come and voice their, because there's a lot going on over here. And the people are ready. You know, they're actually ready. It's It's very, very, how can I put it? It's very, you have to really get into it, to be in it, to see what really happens. But I love him because I thought I'll be there. I'm going to take you to the fundraiser or whatever, and I'm thinking he's pulling up in the car and he's walking in those tennis shoes. And I'm saying, John, you know, we're going to have to ride over there because I'm not doing all that walking, okay? And when Grace calls, Linda, how's your feet? I say, what do you need? I'll be over there. So the people that are here, this District 54, which used to be 53 and then merged in, and City Council 10, I met Grace carrying a banner. That's how I met her. And I've been speaking with her ever since being out there. We have to get out, people. We have to volunteer. We have to get involved. You have to sit at the table, take some beef to put in the stew pot. Don't just sit around and complain about and that. You need to be there. You have to participate to understand. I've been running for a long time, but once I met Hans Johnson, there was nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. So when you say putting the persons out there, if we can't get away from you. I am so honored to know, to be a part of the EAPD, to know persons as yourself, and anytime there's an opportunity for someone to get out there and do. But I got three suits hanging up over here. I think I told you that. A navy one, a black one, and a brown one. So I'm trying to find my pearl necklaces and the comfortable shoes because I have some things to share with the society regarding our seniors. Okay, I really do. I look forward to it. I'm ready now. I didn't know, even though I was out there, and I'm laughing. I said before, I didn't know. But through all of this experience and education, now I can really help. And that's what I want to do. So I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there in the universe, over the air. Everybody's hearing it. So that means I have to move forward with it. And you are the person that I'm pulling your coattail, okay? I know.
Thank
when the EAPD endorses you, you have to be ready to go. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. We'll be inviting you to the election night party on March the 5th, so stay tuned for that invitation. And I look forward to recapping the results. If I don't speak with you before the election, I look forward to recapping the results after we spend election night together at that party coming up on Tuesday, March 5th. So watch out for your invitation. And I look forward to catching up with you and listeners up the road.
Hans Johnson, you know, I love you. So I got to clear that day because that is something I would not miss for anything. To just keep me in the loop, get me busy. You know, the pandemic kind of made us slow down. But we have a lot of work to do out here. And I know that I'm with the right people. And I know that I'm here to serve the people. Each day I say, well, why am I doing this? Now I know, okay? I actually know. So it's no more running from it. I don't know where to start. I don't know. But all I can say to you, to the listeners, to the society, to the community, I'm ready, okay? I'm ready. And I'm teaching a lot of young adults. So, you know, I like to get those young minds, you know, governance, as you said, you know, on the city college. Community colleges, campuses, you know, get into the government. I did it. You know, that's what you need to know what's going on. You can't sit back and complain and be upset about something if you don't get out there and let your voice be heard. And your vote is your voice. Your vote is your voice. And if you don't think that it's going to do any good, just watch the pattern. Just watch the canvas, as I say. Do not pull back. If your neighbor don't feel that their voice will be heard, that has nothing to do with you. We need to have our voices heard. It is the people. It is the people that rule. And the other way around, we have to turn that around. See, we've always been change agents, okay, where we get out there and do. But now we're change makers. And change makers use their voices, use their intellect, use whatever they have to do. But the most important thing a change maker does is they're here to serve. So we're here to serve. So everybody, let's just put those plates out and serve each other and elevate each other. Vote, vote, vote. I'm going to say
And if you need
again.
Guidance on voting, make sure that you check in at eapd.la/endorsements for the endorsements of the East Area Progressive Democrats. This is a six-month undertaking. People have been voting since September on the club's endorsements. Members' voices reflected in all of these endorsements, the deliberations, and the voting by members shown at that page, and the number of endorsements I think there covers the entire range of your ballot, helping you vote a complete ballot. Just check it out, eapd.la/endorsements. And I look forward to checking back in with you as this election unfolds, and perhaps as we can talk about results in the aftermath of March 5th.
Okay. Well, I'm out here busy. I'm signing postcards and getting stuff ready on one end, doing whatever I can do. And I, as I mentioned, John, you will be with us next week, and I'm waiting on Grace's schedule and anybody that's coming on to educate us and let them know. But, you know, you are top priority. You can come anytime you want to, whether it's election or not, because we love having you educate us, Hans Johnson. We love it, and we love
you. Thank
you
so much, Linda. Thank you. I'll be back anytime. Take care now.
All right. Have a great evening. That is Hans Johnson, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats, the largest club in Southern California. Join, join, join. Get busy. This is Think Thursday. We gave you something to think about. Just listen to the music as we make you write down and go to your ballots and make your decisions. Think Thursday. You want to vote, vote, vote out there. Let your voices be heard. Open up your mouth. Don't just sit back and complain. Vote, vote, vote. It is very important, and especially this primary. See, the primary puts the candidates on the ballot, and those persons that's on that ballot are the ones that will be the right ones in the seat. Get the persons that are going to give you what you want out there. Vote, vote, vote. And for those of you who are thinking about your health, you got to stay healthy. But I'm going to speak with my persons now that are diabetics, okay? Dr. Glenda Davis is having a five-day challenge. I think it starts on the 19th. If you haven't signed up, the website is www.exposingdiabetes.com/truth. Again, www.exposingdiabetes.com/truth. That's a five-day challenge. I don't know how the seats are filling up there, but this is something you want to check into. You want to get educated, and you want to have Dr. Glenda Davis hold your hand. Okay, she has some information for you. She has some education for you. She's going to give you some stuff that you're going to be a new you. Okay, and I'm not skilled to tell you everything she's going to talk about, but I can say this. She is the truth, and nothing but the truth. Again, the five-day challenge, Dr. Glenda Davis, website www.exposingdiabetes.com/the truth. You want to take care of yourself out there. And you know, Sunday is the Super Bowl. Will you be in Las Vegas? The energy will be awesome out there, okay? Whether you're in the stadium or not, just being in the vicinity is going to be a lot of fun. Get your chicken wings ready if you're going to stay at home, your potato salad, your chip, and your dip. Sit back and relax and have fun out there. I don't have a particular team, but I know Las Vegas is going to be very, very exciting. So keep thinking about this. Think about your goals. Think about who you're going to vote for. Open up those ballots. You're getting all of the passes out. You know, the candidates are putting study, study, study. Do your research. Do your research. And your voice is your vote. Okay?
She said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. 'Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. 'Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Thought of the hard way, one can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. hunger only for a taste of justice, hunger only for a world of truth. With all that you have, you're just so. I thought I could find a way. See the system, make a deal and have no debts to pay. Take it all, I take it all, had to run away. Leave myself, first, last, and first rate. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Is all that you have is your soul. Here I am, I'm waiting for a better day. Second chance, a little luck to come my way. Hope to dream, I hope that I can sleep again. Awake in a world with a clear conscience and clean hands. It's all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat up a bit of food. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. All that you have is your soul. Oh, my mama told me, 'cause she said she learned the hard way. Say she wanna spare the children. You say don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. All that you have. All that you have. All that you have.
Yes, we had Mr. Hans Johnson with us this evening, the president of the EAPD. He gave us three keys to voting a complete ballot, okay? Take a look at that County Central Committee. People overlook that, but that's a powerful committee out there. And also school board election. Very, very, very important. And the place, the power of the place. Your area, okay? Know where your district is. Know where your city council is. Know these things, okay? It's very, very important because persons that are in those seats, they must be held accountable. They're here to serve us, okay? They're here to serve us. So pay close attention. I'm going to say it again. You want to vote, vote, and vote. You're going to be screaming this until it's all done. You want to vote, vote, and vote.
Many nights we pray with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a home for song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid.
flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain. Speaking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say.
Don't let anybody step on your dreams. Keep believing out there. Be the sun. Blind them. And if you know like I know, I have never seen a sun ray ever being bent, okay? So don't let anybody be in joy, okay? Keep moving. Keep lighting those candles for others out there with that smile, with that kindness, okay? Elevate each other. Uplift, uplift, uplift. Encourage, okay? Because when you light a candle for another, your path becomes lighter and brighter, okay? We have to do what we have to do. It's crazy out here, but I'm counting on you, you know? I'm counting on you because we are all victorious over here. We believe in victories no matter what kind of waters we have to swim in to get there. Who is truly great? I hope you can develop the ability to discern true human greatness. A great person is someone who forges unity among human beings through sincere dialogue, armed with a solid philosophy, feet firmly planted on the ground. A great person is one who lives among the people and earns their unshakable trust. Fickle popularity and temporary fads are nothing but illusions. And that is from my favorite mentor, Daisaku Ikeda. Okay? Look him up, Daisaku Ikeda. You'll learn a lot. Okay? He's no longer with us physically, but he left some greatness here. So I'm going to tell you, step into your greatness and stay there. And don't forget to take others with you. It is Think Thursday. Tune in tomorrow. Nature Queen will be with us. She's going to be talking about the rain. Okay, so take off some time. We have to catch her when we can catch her. But we're trying to share and care with you over here. That's what we do. We love you. And you know what? Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Showing others how to feel.
We care, share, we love.